Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Empower for Women Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, providing you with the power to accomplish your dreams and goals and the funding to make it all happen. It's March 20th, and I am ready to empower you with tools to succeed in life and business and funding to make it all happen. You know, I am so excited about the information that I have to share with you this evening. I've just had a glorious day, and God has just been giving me so many knowledge nuggets. All day long, I've been involved in activities where something was said that was inspiring and motivational, but also life-changing. And so I'm just really, really excited about that. And so I'll be sharing a little bit of that with you later on in the show today. I want to thank all of you who have tuned in to Empower for Women to learn all about accomplishing your dreams and goals and also learning about our incredible business opportunity, Empower for Women. And so you're going to learn about that a little bit later on, and I am going to be sharing with you how you literally can generate your own funding to, you know, do what you need to do to make things happen for yourself. I want to thank all of you who are current Empower affiliates, and thank you so much for inviting your guests. And I am very, very grateful, again, to be sharing with you this evening information that is going to inspire you and help you to grow. For those of you that are new to Empower for Women Radio, this is a unique show blended to provide you not only with, you know, personal development tools and resources, but we also provide you with an incredible way to generate monthly residual income that you can use to fund your business, supplement your income, travel, build that dream home, or listen to this, whatever your heart desires. I'm going to share with you again later on in the show how you can become a part of this international movement that we call Empower for Women. Again, what it can do for you and how you can empower other women around the world as well. Now, tonight, our hot personal development topic is creating your own personal development system. And I'm going to be sharing with you some things that you need to know, because personal development is very, very very, very important if you are going to be moving and transitioning your life from one state to the next. In other words, if you want to do something better from where you are and you want to move to a enhanced position in life, you have dreams, you have goals, you want to see things accomplished, then it first has to begin with you. It has to begin with you developing yourself, eliminating habits that are not doing you any good. You have to literally have a paradigm shift. And one of the things that can really help you to have a paradigm shift is really learning how to create your own personal development system. So that's what we're going to be talking about in just a little while. Also on our show lineup, we are going to be talking about the power of prayer. We had just an absolutely awesome business women's prayer breakfast today here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and just some incredible things were said, and I am going to be sharing that with you a little bit later. But the power of prayer, wow, I want you to understand that it's so important to connect with the Creator. It's so important to realize how prayer can help you to be a successful woman and accomplish your dreams and goals. I'm also going to be reading an excerpt from one of my Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington, and then we will move right into sharing with you how you can become a part of the Empower for Women program. program, which is so wonderful. Now, I also want to just quickly let all of you know who are listening this evening that we have a new awesome way for you to listen to the Empower for Women radio program and also for our Successful Woman radio program, which comes on Mondays. We now upload those programs to a wonderful application called Stitcher. That's S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Again, Stitcher.com, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Now, the importance of this is that if you have an Android phone or an iPhone, you can literally download the app, Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, and once you download that app, you click on it, and then in the search bar, put in Empower for Women or put in Successful Woman Radio. If you put in Successful Woman Radio, I believe Empower for Women will come up, and you'll see all of the episodes of both shows, and you can listen to them at your leisure. So think about doing that so that you can stay motivated up, okay, so that you can stay inspired up, okay, which is so very, very important to do. You want to be around positive things. You want to surround yourself around positive things. Let's talk about the power of prayer and how important prayer is, because I have been praying for a long time, of course, but as I have gotten older, I have desired to have a closer relationship with God the Father, and not only have I desired to have a closer relationship with Him, but I have a desire to verbally and mentally share with God all of the things that I am trying to accomplish in life, whether it's my dreams and my goals, whether it's my vision, whether it's my business. Basically, when you pray, you are actually confirming with God that which He already put inside of you to do. You're confirming with Him that, Lord, I hear you. I hear you through my spirit, and I hear you giving me this vision. I hear you giving me these goals, these dreams that I'm having to accomplish, and I am praying to you because I am convicted. I believe that this is what I am supposed to be doing, and so I'm asking for your favor, for your blessing, to be with me as I move forward in your power in getting these things done. And prayer is just so important because it does. It convicts you. It helps you to be a stronger woman. It helps you to set the foundation under accomplishing your dreams and goals. And so the power of prayer cannot be overlooked when you are indeed trying your very best to make things happen in your life. You're trying your very best to accomplish your dreams and your goals. And so, again, prayer is very instrumental. It's very, very important for you to take note that you need to be praying every single day. And so, you know, a lot of people aren't used to praying. And, you know, how do you pray? How do you even start off with, just as I'm speaking to you in conversational manner? That's how you can talk to God, okay? You can call Him Father, you know, Abba. You could call Him Most High One, whatever is comfortable for you. But you can talk to God in a conversational manner and let Him know what is on your heart and what it is that you need. Remember, there's nothing that you think that God hasn't allowed you to think, and there is nothing that you envision that God hasn't allowed you to envision, because He wants you to accomplish your dreams and goals. He wants you to feel accomplished, and He knows that if you are able to love yourself through accomplishing your dreams and your goals, that you are going to be able to help thousands or potentially hundreds of thousands of other people, and that's very, very important. So the power of prayer does three primary things. Number one, it connects you to God the Father, our Creator. Two, it convicts you of what you are praying about, okay? It lets you know that you have now established a connection between yourself and a higher power, and it lets you know that you are in belief of what you are asking for, which is so very, very important. The third thing the power of prayer is prayer provides you with a consistent spiritual glow, okay? Prayer provides you with a consistent spiritual glow, and by that I mean that when you stay prayed up, when you have a consistent prayer schedule throughout your day, let's say you decide you're going to pray 3 to 5 times a day, and that could be, you know, 3 to 4 minutes each time, just checking in with God, letting him know how you're feeling, asking him for continued strength, what will occur is that you actually begin to receive more power and more strength from God. And so, again, as you listen to me talk about the power of prayer, don't just listen. Just don't hear it and let it fall on deaf ears. Try to start praying to God in a conversational manner. Let him know how you feel. And so at this time, I thought it befitting just to share a prayer with you, to say a prayer and ask for special blessings on your business, on your dreams, on your goals. So Heavenly Father, as I come to you this evening, this March 20th, I come to you, first of all, Father, thanking you so much for bestowing me with the knowledge to share with those who are listening to the show this evening. I also thank you, Father, for all of those who have tuned in to the show, because I know that there's something that they need to receive, something that they need to hear that's going to change and improve their lives. Father, at this time, I ask for special blessings for every single person that is listening to this show and for every single person that will listen to the recorded broadcast of this show, Father. I ask for you to bless them, dear Lord. I ask for you to remove the naysayers out of their lives. I ask for you to remove all of the obstacles out of their lives, dear Lord. I ask for you to even, Father, put them aside of themselves if they are in the way of their own thing, of their own dreams, of their own goals. And dear Lord, I ask you to give all of us an extra special portion of your power to and your courage, Lord, to do the things that we need to do to be successful women, Father, to be joyful women that can go out and empower other women with the knowledge of how to accomplish their dreams and their goals, dear Lord. I ask you for this, dear Lord, not just for us and not for just for the sake of accomplishment, dear Lord, but I ask you this, Lord, in testament of who you are, that you are the Almighty, that you have pre-installed in all of us incredible powers, incredible talents to do immeasurably more than what we are doing right now. And so, Father, as we lift our hands up and grasp and receive what you have for us, again, we thank you. We praise your holy name, and we receive and claim all that you give us. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen. And so, again, the power of prayer is so wonderful, and it has everything, and I mean everything, to do with accomplishing your dreams and your goals, because you can go to God in prayer, and you can ask him to be with you as you step out on your dreams and goals, as you step out to take action. And you know, whenever you take that one step, you know that God is always taking that second step. And so, again, don't overlook the power of prayer, and don't let this information fall on deaf ears, but take note, take action, and start praying consistently throughout your day. Amen. It is 8:13 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby. I am here to empower you and to help you be all that you can be. I am your dream motivator, and my whole goal is to help you make things happen in your life sooner than later. I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about creating your personal development system, okay, because personal development is very, very important. It's a system of working on your skills and your abilities, both mentally and physically, in order to live a fulfilled and joyful life, and also to accomplish your vision, your goals, and your life purpose, okay? And what you need to understand is that as I had mentioned earlier in the show, in order for you to accomplish your dreams and goals, you've got to lay the foundation. And in order to lay the foundation, the first thing that you've got to do is to look inward at yourself and to look at what skills you need to create, what skills do you need to enhance or hone in on to prepare yourself for leadership, to prepare yourself to step out there and to accomplish your dreams and your goals. And to do that, you will be required to work on your personal development. As a matter of fact, your own personal development system, okay? And so I want to read you just a quick scenario, and then we're going to talk about it. Lori Anderson, a 36-year-old mom of three, always dreamed of owning a larger home and experiencing having more room for her children to live and play in. She and her husband always had a passion for mentoring and coaching other couples on how to have a joyful marriage and family life. So she longed for her husband to be at home with her working together in this field. She also wanted to experience traveling more with her family. Now, Lori realized in order to experience these things that she would need to figure out what it would take financially to support her dreams and goals. She realized that she needed to gain complete clarity and focus on what she wanted and decided that she would develop habits that would contribute to her dreams and goals. She would write her plans down so she could plainly see and focus on her desires. So listening at Lori's story, my question that I pose to you tonight is, what is it that you personally would like to experience in your life? What are your dreams and goals? As you listen to Lori's story, Lori gained clarity on what she wanted to experience, and she also knew that she needed to figure out a support mechanism to financially support her dreams and goals. From there, she knew that she had to develop supportive habits as well. You see, oftentimes we get caught up on the highway of life and things are moving so fast that it's difficult to exit and take some time to ask ourselves a most important question. What is it that I want to experience in life? You see, it is when you are ready to answer this question that a whole new world of possibilities open up to you and your desire to live a more abundant life is increased tremendously. Okay? So I want to just share a few things with you on how to develop a personal development plan just for yourself. Okay? Now, the first thing that's going to be very, very important and that you need to do is you need to schedule some time in your calendar. And yes, for those who are frequent listeners, it's that time where you have to schedule some time in your calendar, 3 to 4 hours, to sit down with a piece of paper or a notepad and pen and to really just start looking at the many areas and skills and abilities that you feel you need to improve upon. That's the first thing, okay? Once you ask yourself, what are my goals, what are my dreams, and what are the habits that are required of me to really make these dreams a reality, to make them come true, what is it that I have to do, okay? So when you start listing those habits, those things, those skills that you are going to need to accomplish your dreams and your goals, now you have a list of things that you need to start working on. And guess what? That becomes your personal development list, which is so very, very important. So that's the first thing that you have to do is, again, brainstorm and look at, okay, all of the things that you're going to need to do to support your dreams of what you want to do in life, okay? Now, there may be a lot of them, and I have a lot of people that ask me from time to time, you know, if I have so many skills that I need to work on, how do I know what I need to work on first? And that's very easy. You base it on first your dreams and your goals. Whatever your dreams and goals are, you're going to list them and you're going to prioritize them or identify the ones that you're going to work on first. And, of course, I recommend that you work on one dream at a time and then develop goals to support it, okay? Once you do that, then you go back and you say, okay, now with this dream, how am I going to actually support it myself? What skills do I need for this dream to happen? What habits do I need to eliminate? What habits do I need to adopt? You answer those questions, and from there, after you answer those questions, now you are ready with a personal development plan, okay, because you know what you need to work on. Now it's time to develop that personal development plan to make it happen. And, of course, what you want to do is for each of the items that you need to enhance, you need to develop a skill, or you need to develop a habit, you need to figure out how it's going to happen. Is there someone that can help you? Is there someone that can provide you with vital information that you need with the habits? How are you going to ensure that you can embrace a new positive habit that's going to help you with your dream? How are you going to hold yourself accountable for that? And a lot of the times, this is where working with a coach is going to help you, because a life coach can help to hold you accountable to your dreams and to your goals, which is so very, very important. So that's why a personal development system is going to be very, very important, and that's why you should, again, really be more on purpose with what needs to be done in order for things to happen with your dreams and your goals. You know, it just dawned on me that a lot of the times we mean well, we do. We all mean well when we say what we want or when we start talking and sharing our dreams and goals with other people. We mean well of what we want out of life. But unfortunately, we mean well, but sometimes we're not as real as we may think in wanting it to happen. You see, it feels good talking about it and proclaiming it and declaring it out loud, but there has to be some other steps involved in it as well. And so, again, if you want to see success like never before, then you really need to consider creating a personal development plan. For those of you that are new to Empowerful Women, Empowerful Women Radio is produced by womenaboutbiz.com, and we produce two radio shows, Successful Woman Radio, which comes on every Monday at 12 noon using the same phone number, 347-637-2589. You can dial that and listen in, and Empowerful Women Radio. And these two shows, it's our goal to just really inspire women all over the world with useful information that they can put to use in their life and their business right away. And so Women About Biz is there to help you accomplish your dreams and your goals, and to help you with coaching and to help you with all of those things that you are going to need. And so we have something at Women About Biz that we call the Power Talk. And what a Power Talk is, it's a complimentary 45-minute coaching session that allows you to brainstorm, discuss your challenges, discuss your personal development plan, discuss basically anything that you want to as it pertains to your dreams, your goals, your business. And from there, we can help you with providing you really good resources and showing you how we can be with you every step of the way as you move forward in accomplishing your dreams and your goals. So again, womenaboutbiz.com is our website. And, of course, if you've never visited Women About Biz, it's women, W-O-M-E-N, about, A-B-O-U-T, biz, B-I-Z, as in zebra.com. And you can visit Women About Biz and learn all about who we are and what we do. And as a matter of fact, you're going to learn a little bit more as we discuss our big international movement that we call Empower for Women. At this time, I want to go ahead and I want to read from the book, one of my most favorite people, Joseph B. Washington. He wrote a great book called Breaking the Spirit of Average, 7 Keys to Turn Your Average into Awesome, okay? And I want to share some information with you about time. And he talks about taking control of time. But before I do that, I want to read a poem that he preempts in his chapter, Value Your Time. He says, there was a very average man who never laughed or played. He never risked, he never tried, he never sang or prayed. And when he one day passed away, his insurance was denied. But since he never really lived, they claim he never really died. He goes on to say, maybe you've heard that poem before. There's a lot in there that I want to touch throughout this book, but what I want you to grasp right now is that you only get to live this life once. Of course, you already know that, but if I followed you around all day, would I believe that you knew it? Would I say, now, there's a person who makes every moment count? Would you strike me as someone who lives life to the fullest? None of us get a do-over in life. This is only shot to make this work, so we have to get it right one day at a time. If you are going to break the spirit of average in your life, you must learn to value your time. Time is the one thing we are all given equal amounts of each day, and it is the one thing that we can never, ever get back once it is gone. Average people treat time as if it's cheap. People who break the spirit of average understand that time is precious. I have found, he says, in the word time, the keys to making sure you value your time each day. And so he's made the word time, T-I-M-E, an acronym. He says T stands for take control of your time. I stands for invest your time wisely. M stands for move opposite of the crowd with your time. And E stands for enjoy your downtime. One of the most common reasons that people with greatness on the inside of them stay average, he says, is that they lose control of their time. This is very easy to do. You have to take out the trash, open your mail, fix yourself a snack, get caught in the evening news, and now all your time is spent up. You have the best intentions, but somehow by the time you stop to think about some of your long-term goals, it is already past 10 p.m. The day slipped away, and now there is no time or energy left for your bigger dream. He says, I understand that you are probably very busy. That's why I'm telling you to take control of your time. I am not telling you how much you need to accomplish in any given day or week, but I am telling you, he says, to pre-plan your day, your week, even your month. The measure of accomplishments will be different from person to person because it depends on individual situations, abilities, and experiences. Just as every one of us is given 24 hours in a day, every one of us must take control of those hours. I want to clarify what I mean about taking control of your day, he says. Besides sleeping, there are two main divisions to your day, committed hours and flexible hours. How you maximize your time in each division can directly impact your ability to break the spirit of average. He goes on to say that your committed hours encompass things like working, commuting, attending school, transporting your children to their scheduled events, and so on. Let us think how you can use this committed time more efficiently. Is there a self-development audio, book, or tape you can listen to in the car or the train? Why not take advantage of your time while transporting your kids to an event to discuss what is important to them? Review your schedule on a continuous basis to determine whether or not you are overextended, and if so, make necessary adjustments. On the other hand, you may discover that you really have more free time than you thought you did. Try different ways to make better use of your time without compromising your effectiveness. The way we spend our flexible time, he goes on to say, usually boils down to split-second decisions that we make throughout the day. For the most part, taking control of your time means taking control of those split-second decisions. Too many people give up control of their time to people with stronger personalities. They allow others to call the shots for them and determine how they will spend huge amounts of the day. When I decided to break the spirit of average, I decided I would never again give other people control of my time. Remember, you have to be the one who disciplines your flexible time. It doesn't mean you don't consider others. It just means you don't lose sight of your own priorities in the process. Ladies, you need to understand that you have the power to determine what your time is worth. just as I have to evaluate all of the invitations I receive to speak to decide where my time is best spent, he says, you have to weigh all of your options every day. Taking control of your time means recognizing that will never be enough hours to do what you could do, so you must make time for what you must do. And so there's a saying that I always say, and it is, you can't say yes to every good thing. And so as you look at pursuing your dreams and your goals, because that's what this evening show is all about, is pursuing your dreams and goals and how to do that, you need to recognize that while you set the foundation with personal development and look at the skills that's going to be required of you to accomplish your dreams and goals and the habits that you have to acquire to accomplish your dreams and goals, you also have to learn to eliminate certain activities, okay, to say no to a lot of things, because you are holding your dreams and your goals in priority of a lot of the things that you do or you should be. And so you have to learn to break the spirit of average. In other words, stop being like everybody else and run against the tide, run against the current, and do what you need to do to accomplish your dreams and your goals. So again, I just finished reading from the book Breaking the Spirit of Average by noted author Joseph B. Washington. And now, if I would like to go ahead and share with you information about our phenomenal international movement that we call Empower for Women. And before I get started with that, I just want to remind all of those who were invited by members of Women About Biz and our Empower affiliates, after you hear the Empower for Women overview tonight, I really would like for you to call that individual back and talk with them about their experience with this program and learn why they are so excited about Empower for Women and what it can do for them, what it's doing for them, and what it can do for you. So without further ado, ladies, here's information on our incredible program that we call Empower for Women. The first thing I want to share with you is what empower actually means, okay? I named this Empower for Women because I wanted women to have a word that was full of energy, full of hope, full of dreams, full of opportunities. And that word that came to mind was empower. And when you look up empower in the dictionary, you're going to learn that it means to invest with power. It means to equip or bestow, or my favorite, it means to transfer power to something else, okay, or someone else. And for the sake of Empower for Women, it means the latter, number three that I just read. Empower for Women is all about literally empowering one another to accomplish their dreams and goals sooner than later. In other words, women transferring knowledge, transferring information, transferring opportunity, okay, to other women for the purpose of us all lifting one another up and empowering each other to accomplish immeasurably more than we ever thought possible through this incredible program, okay? Now, Empower for Women is a twofold system that includes, number one, the Women About Biz Gold membership, and two, a five-tiered affiliate system that pays referral commission to Gold members for each new Gold membership they refer through five levels. Now, all commissions are paid monthly and are residual for the lifetime of each Gold member that you refer, okay? Now, you're going to get incredible support you need through Women About Biz to accomplish your dreams and goals. You see, one of the most important wisdom principles is that in order to be successful, you can't do it all by yourself. You're going to need support, mentors, coaching, and a host of other resources to help you on your success journey. And the Women About Biz Gold membership does, guess what? It does exactly that. Now, as a Gold member, you'll pay only $59 monthly and gain access to incredible services such as business consultations, group coaching, personal development courses, web hosting and website templates, women's entrepreneur training program, full access to our social network where you can share information about your business and promote yourself, where you can connect with women around the world, business downloads and templates, career tools and resources, job announcements, how-to articles and reports, and member discounts on events, business services, and so much more, all at the low cost of $59 monthly. In addition to the Gold membership through the Empower for Women program, the icing on the cake is that at the end of the day, you have to admit that you need money to implement many of your dreams and goals, okay? And while there are possibilities of grants and business loans, the truth of the matter is that they do come too far and few between. So we've made this bold move at Women About Biz in creating an internal funding system that redirects our marketing funds directly to the members themselves. Okay, and we do this through the Empower Affiliate System, which is the second part of Empower for Women, the program. So we make it easy for you to be an affiliate. You see, outside of the $59 that you're paying for your membership as you receive all of these incredible benefits that are going to help you to accomplish your dreams and your goals sooner than later, this program, this affiliate program doesn't require you to pay any additional money, and yet we're going to give you a wonderful opportunity to earn and to earn money like never before without having to pay it back. So there's no additional cost to be an Empower affiliate. There's no other qualifications required, no purchases of additional products or services, no cost to you for training and online support. So how do you do this? How does the affiliate side of this program actually work? Well, again, remember in the beginning I told you that Empower for Women is a twofold system, which includes, number one, the Women About Biz Gold membership, because we're going to help you accomplish your dreams and your goals. And then number two, if you'll remember, it's the five-tiered affiliate system that pays you referral commission for every new Gold member that you refer through five levels. So how are commissions done? How do we do that? Well, again, there are five affiliate levels that we pay. So for every $59 membership, $29 automatically goes to escrow, okay, because we pay $29 for every member and for every member they refer through five affiliate levels. So, for example, if you refer just seven women on your first level, meaning that you personally refer seven women at the $59 membership rate, and they refer seven and so on through five affiliate levels, you have the opportunity to create an income of more than $81,000 for yourself, all through the power of just seven women, okay? Now, you can imagine what would happen if you refer more than seven women on your first level that you personally refer. But we wanted to keep it simple and show you how easy it is to really create a funding system that can help you, you know, fund and invest in your own business and do the things that you need to do, travel, have additional supplemental income, have the money you need to have to invest in your business. And so through the power of seven, okay, just seven other women that you know who really are very excited about accomplishing their dreams and goals. They want support. They want to be counted amongst a group of positive women who are all moving forward and making things happen for themselves, but just seven women. And when they do the same thing, when they join as a Gold member and then refer seven women and so on, they are going to get the same thing. So in actuality, when you share with other women, Women About Biz and our Gold membership and our affiliate system through Empower for Women, you are empowering other women, okay, with the knowledge of how they are going to be able to, number one, accomplish their dreams and their goals, and number two, you're giving them a solution as to how they will be able to fund their dreams and goals as well. Okay, let me just share this with you. You may not have known it. The top two reasons why most women say they don't accomplish their dreams and goals is, number one, fear. Of course, fear can be broken down into many categories, but we'll just say fear. Number two is the lack of funding, okay, the lack of money. Here's what the Empower for Women program does. It literally helps you to eliminate number one and two of the reasons why most women say they can't accomplish your dreams and goals. It helps you to eliminate that completely by, number one, helping you to eliminate that fear, because we provide you with that support, that mentorship, that camaraderie. We provide you with that support, with mentoring, coaching, and a host of other resources to help you on your success journey. So we help you to not be fearful by providing you with the things that you're going to need. And then number two, we provide a way for you to fund your dreams and goals through our five-tiered affiliate system, which literally is icing on the cake. I can't tell you how many times I have gold members calling the office asking us the question, you know, how much does it cost for me to be an affiliate? I'm interested in being an affiliate. And when I tell them that you're already a gold member, all you need to do is simply opt into the affiliate system and you can start funding your dreams and your goals, they can't believe it, because they know that there are other opportunities out there, there are other companies out there that are wanting them to pay a lot of money to become a part of their opportunity, their program, their direct sales program. And yet here they are going into the gold membership because they want help, because they need support, because they want group coaching. And they also need a website, they need web hosting, and they see where they can really defray the cost of being in business, or they see where they can really get help with their personal development. And then to say that there's no cost to be an affiliate, it absolutely shocks a lot of people. But literally, there is no cost to being an affiliate through the Empower for Women system. Again, you see, what we have done at Women About Biz is that we have made a bold move in creating our own internal funding system that redirects our marketing funds to the members themselves through the Empower Affiliate Program, okay? And so it's not going to cost you anything to be an affiliate outside of your regular gold membership. This is one of the perks that we give you and in being a gold member. And so, again, I want to say to all of you who have come to the show through someone who's already an Empower affiliate and they want you to learn more about the gold membership and how you can get involved and opt in as an affiliate as well, so you can start funding your dreams and your goals, I want to say make sure you get back with that individual. Ask them why they joined the program and ask them how they are enjoying the gold membership itself, okay? And then I want you to go ahead and sign up as a Empower affiliate, okay? I want you to sign up and be a part of this phenomenal program. Why? Because it's going to help you. There is a reason why you're listening to it tonight. There is a reason why. Number one, you know that you need support. You know that you need mentorship. You know that you need resources to make things happen with your dreams and your goals. And you want to learn the process and the steps and the systems, and you want to get your dreams and goals accomplished fast or sooner than later, right? Absolutely. And then number two, you know as well as I do that it's going to require money to make that happen. And again, I ask you, don't put all your faith and hope in a grant when hundreds of thousands of people never even see a grant, okay? And don't put your hope and faith in getting a loan when there is a more perfect way, there is a better way through the Empower for Women affiliate system. Listen, ladies, when you just refer seven women, that's all you have to do in the beginning is just refer seven women. And the reason why I say in the beginning, because here's the thing. after you refer 7 women and some of them start referring and you start receiving your commission payments on a monthly basis and you realize that you are busy enjoying your gold membership, but outside of that, you really haven't had to do a whole lot as it pertains to supporting the people who joined up under you as affiliates, because we take care of their membership. We provide them with the support that they need. You are really reaping the benefits of being empowered by the person who invited you to be a part of the program. So you are being empowered by that individual, and then you empower 7 other people. But I know that you won't just want to stay at 7 people, because you're going to see how powerful this really is, and you're going to start saying to yourself, what if I empower 40 people to refer 7 and so on through 5 affiliate levels? Where would I be? Well, it's quite incredible, but you got to start somewhere, so we ask you to simply start with referring 7. So I want you to join tonight. I want you to go ahead and start making your list of 7 people that you're going to invite, okay? And then make sure that you call the person that invited you to the Empower for Women radio program. I hope that you enjoy listening to the full show and that you got and received many benefits from us talking about the power of prayer, from us reading the excerpt about breaking the spirit of average, and from talking about the power of personal development and how to develop your own personal development system. I hope that you had the opportunity to take notes on that and to be able to really see how that information can be useful in helping you to move forward with your dreams and goals. Most importantly, I hope that you realize the importance of becoming a member of Women About Biz and opting into the Empowered Affiliate System so that you can start generating your funding to accomplish your dreams and goals right away. Again, call the individuals that invited you. Now, if you learned about the Empowered for Women show, this evening show, through Facebook, LinkedIn, or our social network or our website, then go ahead and call me at 678-457-0626. Again, 678-457-0626, and I will sponsor you and provide you with the information that you need, and I will get you started. And so, again, I'm just so excited that you joined us on the radio call this evening, and I just want to leave you with the fact that there is nothing, not anything, that can hold you back from accomplishing your dreams and goals but you. You are the only one that can do that by not taking action, by not embracing truth when you hear it, by not really proving that you believe in what you want in life by taking the action. So again, I want to encourage you to step outside of yourself. Take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond, so far beyond your own comfort zone, and start accomplishing your dreams and goals today. And we want to help you to do that through the Empower for Women program at Women About Biz. Well, ladies, that's all I have for you this evening. I wish you much peace, much joy, much abundance, and I look forward to welcoming you as an empowered woman. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.